to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, our producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, the Jack and Tom Show. Tom, our first guest today, a guy you've gotten to know pretty well through the MHSAA, John Johnson. Hello, John. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
How many years with the MHSAA for you?
This is my 24th.
24 Whoa. Years.
And this is the calm before the storm, because it all gets going on Monday, doesn't it, JJ?
Well, actually, we've been ramping up for this the last 3 weeks, because we've been having things prepared for the upcoming season. Rules meetings are conducted at this time, and it used to be that we have our staff out on the road, you know, for a few weeks at the end of July and the beginning of August. But now we do all of that stuff online. Doesn't mean there's less work in some respects, but to prepare all that stuff, but it saved coaches and officials, you know, all kinds of time and money on gas and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, new technology gets us ready in a different way, but it's still a busy time here as the kids get ready to take the field on Monday.
How has technology changed the score reporting, getting ready for the playoffs, and even the access that fans have to that information?
Well, let's have a little fun here first with the football playoffs.
Okay.
When I first came on board, and for the better part of, I'd say the first 20 some odd years on the staff, before we went to any kind of electronic score reporting, every week we would have this very large printout made on the old green bar paper, the wide carriage stuff.
Right.
And we'd have to get those out to people like our dear friend, the late Bob Gross,
right,
other writers around the state, and says, here's your games that you got to get the scores for. And of course, you know, certainly in the 80s and the early 90s, no internet, you know, to track that stuff down with.
Right.
And they would have to gather all of that information and call it in. And one of our former secretaries, Charlotte Stokes, you know, would input into the computer who won and who lost. And that's how we would get our playoff rankings every week. Then finally, here in the last, 5-6 years, we've gone to a system where now the schools report the scores.
Okay.
And they input the schedules themselves, thanks to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on any given Friday night, we've got about 80% of the scores by 11 o'clock. And, and that number just continues to go up. And so now we've been able to take that. Our score center on the MHSAA website is getting some new features added to it. And we're getting schools now to put schedules and scores in for other sports. There's not everything is loaded in for other sports compared to football, because for football it's a requirement. You have to give us your schedule, you have to report your scores if you want to be in the playoffs. But we think that over time, as more and more schools, start to do this for other sports, everybody will want to get under that same umbrella and have everything in one location, because, right now it's all pretty much fractured as far as how can you get this stuff. You know, local TV stations put stuff on, people like MLive put stuff, but, nobody has got it aggregated into one location. And we probably have the best chance of doing that compared to all of these other news sources, which they're all working hard for high school sports, and God bless them for that. But we hope that in time, we'll make our score center, that the first place people will want to go on any given night to find out what they want to know in any given sport.
You know, JJ, speaking of the playoffs and speaking of football, how long has it been since we've gone to this format? So do a little history lesson for me, where the kids, so we can play the playoff, the championships on Thanksgiving weekend, and have the additional level of playoff teams get in. I remember that a few years ago. How long ago was that, where we're starting high school football 2 days before the school doors open? How long has that been going on?
Well,
10 years maybe?
No, actually longer, because it was Thanksgiving weekends always has since I've been on the staff. You know, and this will be my 24th football playoff. Now, this is the 36th tournament this year.
Right, but what I think it was, wasn't there another, there was another, they wanted to expand the field, so that's why we're starting so early.
Well, it was a combination of two things. It was a everything keys off of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I understand all that.
You back everything up from there. And what it used to be, though, was that the first year that we had the 5-week tournament was 1990.
Right.
That's when we just simply went to double classes.
Okay.
You might remember A and double A, and you just.
But I don't remember that we've been having two games before Labor Day as lasting for 20 years. I mean, just, and the reason, well, the point I'm making, JJ, is that, I'm still having a hard time getting used to that. I mean, Fred's always been all over this as well. I mean, the idea of, you have a 9-game regular season and, those kids, you know, I mean, high school football is such a part of the academia, the classroom setting, wearing the jerseys on Friday and class and all that stuff. And my God, two games. I mean, they're not even there in the schoolhouse.
What's
and
the option? There's no option.
I'm just saying, it's frustrating. I mean, I guess the option would be, why are we so tied into Thanksgiving weekend? Why don't we go back 1 week?
You've got other sports too, you know.
Well, yeah, answer the question for me, JJ. Why can't you move it back?
It was in the 90s that, we had this creep of the schedule back before Labor Day. You really got me over the barrel on this one because I can't remember all
that.
Well,
I didn't mean to post you up on it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. But we had to make some adjustments, too, at the time that we went to the division system. Somewhere in that 90s period, we took away a scrimmage because there used to be everybody used to have the opportunity to have two scrimmages.
That's correct, right?
Before the season began,
right?
And so that push to get things back so that it works out to 2 weeks before Labor Day. Boy, I'm trying. You got me stumped on that one, partner. But
the math is still what it is. If you're starting Thanksgiving weekend, I just think that you could
move it back because Friday. Is it because you want, because people don't work on Fridays and you think you'll get good attendance for those single letter games on Friday?
Yeah, well, and it's also it doesn't affect the academic schedule. Right. Play on Thanksgiving weekend. If we were to go, first of all, if we were to go any earlier, anything else, I guess I've always said with the playoffs now, something's really got to give. Either you're going to have to take away a week from the regular season.
No, don't go to 8 games. That's the worst thing.
Oh, no, I don't want you to do that.
Eight games, some people are hot and cold on that. Take a week away from the playoffs, some people are hot and cold on that. But again, it would come down to, one, the availability of the building. It works out much more conveniently to have the Lions playing before us that weekend than it would if there was Sunday games in there.
Yeah.
There's so many moving parts to all of this, and there's certainly no consensus right now within the membership to do anything that would get us would get us back to games before Labor Day. But let's remember, too, that in all of these years until about 6 or 7 years ago, school was in session.
Right. Yeah, school starting later.
School starting 2 weeks later now than ever before.
That was a phase of about 5 or 6 years, and it started creeping up into the
August.
Well,
they wanted to wait till after Labor Day.
But now it's going to be after Labor Day, and that's the way it should be. That's the way you and I went to school.
Football's going to be before Labor Day.
Yeah, I think it's a good combination. I mean, the kids are ready to go. The buildings are obviously ready to go. You have kids who want to be in that school building, come the middle of August. And, you know, we've had school administrators, you know, complain to us, you know, look, I got all these kids, all this energy flying around here. They want to be here.
Sure.
You know,
why can't
we have classes going on and, you know, build on the spirit that, the kids are bringing in.
That's my point. I'll drop the topic. But I mean, I feel there's a void there when you don't have a school session day and then you get the high school.
Well,
football
you know, that's a small price to pay, I think. But in terms of all the other activities, John, and. You know, we're as guilty as anyone else just talking about high school football, but how many kids involved in how many other sports? And they're all doing the same thing. They're competing before Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, and all this stuff. And, you know, let's not forget that you have other stuff out there that's already started to ramp up for their season before the athletes. You know, I'm speaking of the thousands of kids that are in band, you know. So,
sure.
You know, you figure you've got about 110,000 kids that are going to play fall sports, and then who knows how many are in the band. You know, so, you know, that's – and out of that, there's about 500,000 kids.
Right.
That are in grades 9 through 12.
Everett High Band was out working yesterday. I drove by, and there they are. They got,
really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, so everybody's fired up. You know, everybody's ready to go. You know, it's just now that, you know, the legislature has changed the calendar so that, you know, we can't have this convergence of all of that stuff along, you know, activities and academics. You know, they kick in now at different times as a result of trying to do some things to, you know, help the tourism industry in our state. And, you know, that's it's a real tough balancing act. It really is.
JJ, points of emphasis for this year, every year, there's something else that the MHSAA wants to drive home. What's the point for 2010?
Well, the big one is concussions, and that's across the board. Last fall, the National Federation of State High School Associations, which writes all of the game-playing rules, developed language which will appear in all of the rules books starting this year that says that any athlete who exhibits signs of an apparent concussion shall be removed from the game. And then they left it to the different state associations as to the mechanics, how to apply this. And so what our board has been dealing with since then is a plan to deal with removing a kid from a game, determining if the kid could go back into the game same day. If not, when can the kid go back into competition? And basically, in trying to keep it short here, you know, if the referee spots something, you know, the referee is not going to be the judge and the jury. That was one important thing.
Okay.
You know, all the referee will do is, hey, Tommy's got, you know, Tommy looks like he ought to be taken out of the game, coach. And, you know, so the coaches get the kid to the sideline. And then if the school has what they deem to be appropriate medical personnel on hand to examine him, and the responsibility with this rests with the school because it's the school that's entrusted with the welfare of the child during the games. If the school has got somebody who can, you know, check Tommy out and say, hey, he's okay, he can go back in, no problem. If they say, hey, it looks like he's got a concussion, or you don't have someone there,
right,
well, then he's done for the game and he's done for that day. So if you think
until he's clear to come back in, then he's got to sit out. That makes
sense. Right, and then that has to be a sign off. There has to be a medical release by an MD or a DO.
Right, okay.
And if that doesn't occur, and somehow that kid were to return to play without the appropriate clearance, then the first occurrence, the school could be put on probation in that sport for a couple of years.
Okay.
Second occurrence, no tournament.
All right.
For a couple of years.
John Johnson, Michigan High School Athletic Association, our guest, getting ready for another great season of high school athletics. JJ, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, JJ.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We'll be right back with more. 393-3700, the number to call. Open line segment coming up on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.